This is CliffCentral.com.
I have a very dramatic announcement. So anyone with a weak heart should leave now.
Unreal. Revolution. Uncensored. Revolution. Unfiltered. Revolution. Unchanged. Revolution. Unadulterated. Revolution. Unbelievable. CliffCentral.com. Revolution.
That this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
That's right. Good morning. It's we are live. We are alive, and we are live on the Casper Radio Show. The Casper Radio Show is back with a new team today. Well, not a new team, but a fresh team. Today it's Hannes and Alicia and Kevin. We've got lovely guests, and we got all kinds of lovely things lined up for this next 2 hours on the Casper Radio Show. Good morning, Hannes. How are you?
Goeiemôre. I am fantastic, Casper.
Yes. Well, nice to be back after having to leave last week for Calphinia. I had to go to Calphinia.
Oh, that must have been so exciting.
Yes. Like, it was so lekker. But what happened was that it was like post-production for the movie Snogs Genoeg. And I had to go. But I must tell you that I'm very excited with what I've seen. It's still in the nucleus, but it looks very nice.
Fantastic.
Mohannes, ek wil vir jou vra, God, nou is daar niemand om die WeChats te lees, en jy sal nou hier moet kom sit. Wil ek eers jou vra, gepraat van producties en shows, remember now that we have a show, Hannes, don't forget.
Ja, die 17de Maart.
Nee, jy praat absolute kakke, 11de.
Die 11de? Ons kan in die 11de ook doen.
Is het nie 11 Maart?
Nee, is die 17de.
Is jy seker?
Doodseker. Nou twyfel ek.
Check gauw. Ja. Want ek het nou nog wel een ruimpje gedoen. Ons gaan delf na maart 11. So dit is hoe ek onthou, dit is 11.
Ons kan leben din na den 17.
Ja, maar kyk gauw op wat ek absoluut kak praat. Yeah. And people, it is going to be a lovely, lovely show. Because what happened was, kyk, is het 11?
En is die 17de.
O, ja. Jesus. Oh fuck, ek moet alles verander op Facebook. Ek sweer, ek het allerhand gebou om 11 en die magiese betekenis van 11, okay, it's 17. Oh my god. Oh, so the 17th of March, everyone, especially Casper, listen, the 17th of March, there's a show called The Flying Dutchman with Hannes Brouwer, Melt Siebehagen and special improv guest die Uwe uit by de vries.
Ja, dit gaan wonderlik wees, dit gaan heerlik wees, ons gaan lekker lag.
Laat my dink aan RSG, was daar program, het was eerst Nikki, en toe kom daar ander ou in sy plek, sip, zip jou lip, of soeet, was die dingse nou.
Ek het altyd sê wie, met Nikki, of
ja,
sê wat, of
ja, ja, sê wie, en daarna was daar ander ou.
Ja.
Hoekom ek om noem, is hy het altyd sy eie shows geplak, ek voel een bykie soos hy nou.
Ja.
Hy het altyd gesê, en hierdie naweek op Barberton, toen ek my vertooninkie, so back moet jam kry, by die Vrouwenfederasie van, en dan denk ek, ja, jy punt jou eie fucking shows, hier doen ek het self. But let's punt away. So it's the 17th, not the 11th.
Ja, die 17e Maart, mense kan kaartjies kry deur na die Flying Dutchman se Facebook page te gaan. Daar's kaartjie links, andersins net na www.texa.co.za. Dis 'n wonderlike aanlyn kaartjiesisteem, baie maklik om te gebruik.
Dis maklik, maar jy nou Texa sê, wil ek onmiddellik my doom uithaal want ek is heeltemal paranoid oor Tex en Bosluise. Maar Texa is iets anders, soos Tex met 'n X.
Ja.
What happened is we did a show at Comedy Central's festival, Hannes and Die and Melt and Skulk. And then afterwards I said to Hannes, here, kom ons doen. Kijk, ek is lei om shows, ek wil nie meer shows doen nie, maar ek hou van improv. Soos Meryl Streep kan jy altyd kry in 'n movie as jy haar net laat sing.
Ja.
So ek is so nou, as jy vir my sê, as improv, dan is ek daar. Okay. En toe sê ek, Anas, kom ons doen iets na improv. Dan doen jylle stand-up en dan improv ek saam met jylle. Because we did a little bit of improv at the end of the Comedy Central show and it worked very well.
Ja, absoluut.
So much so that I wanted to continue, but with the next group was already, the Goliath brothers were entering and said, maar klaar, maar die fucking show is voort, is voort. So it was one fantastic. And that is why this is happening.
Ja, en dis nou juist, is ons gaan nou die geleentheid gebruik maak om lekker baie te improv in ons show.
Oh, kan nie wacht nie.
En ons gaan suggestions uit die gehoor uit kry. So we're gonna make it up on the spot. Dit is wat het so exciting maak.
Ja. Never is it rehearsed. I can tell you now. Never. I don't like that at all. Dit is soos fake laughing on in a play that everyone now laughs but it's all rehearsed. No, I don't like that.
Kijk, ek dink ons sal dalk miskien so sign of twee maak, net om die audience te help, net om te gaan applause of
ja, ons kan
laughter.
Dit ook doen.
Ons kan dit ook doen.
Ons kan mal gaan.
Maar ons gaan improviseer wanneer ons die signs vir hulle
wys. Dit gaan so seer wees, daar improviseer. Dit gaan so lekker wees. En dit is a heerlijke gesellige aand. Dit is nie type van Hannes, gaan nou grapjes vertel, klaar. Nou gaan meld, nou kom Kasper. Nou, we all in this together. It's a gesamentlike show wat ons aanbied en ek sien so uit daarna.
Ja, dit gaan heerlik wees.
Dis nie die 11de Maart nie, Kasper. Ek het nie geweet nie, ek dog is die 11de. Nee, my skat, dit is die 17de. O, fuck.
Maar sien, ek dink, nou kan ons die geleentheid ook gebruik om sommer nog 'n show te pand, Kasper. Want ek dink waar jy met die 11de is die 11de Mei. Doen ons 'n show moes by Atterbury Theater saam met Skalk Besuiding, wat 'n soortgelyke formaat gaan in.
Yes, right. That's where I confused the whole fucking thing. Is the 11th of May, eh?
Ja, not the best.
Then it's Skalk and Hannes and Kasper. But now it's the 17th of March, and then it is Hannes and Melt and Kasper. I wanna go crazy. Ja, we will go crazy. Nou vandag, Hannes, wil ek vir jou vertel, ek kan nie onthou wanneer laas ek hier was nie. Fok. Dit is die dag na die borsluise. And then I just want to say that what happened was I was cucking on Charmaine in the last show that was on the podcast for saying red dot or whatever for ticks. And I said, no, it's got to be frontline. And then someone tweeted me, a lot of people actually on the internet also wrote to me and said, there's only one way and that is bravecto. So it's brave and CTO, bravecto. And it's a pill you give your dog. He eats it, and for 3 months, borsluise, fleas, and everything else just falls off him. It's fantastic. So I bought one for Halfrida. I bought one for Kent. It cost me. I had to sell some furniture, but it worked. And die goed val net af. Dit val op my bed, wat nie lekker is nie. Maar dit val af.
So moes jy toe nou ook 'n skoppie en 'n borseltjie gaan koop net vir al die bosluise en vlooie.
Ja, wat nou afval. Mm. Ja, ek doen dit. Ek is want hulle lê op my bed. Jy sien my honde, nie die bosluise nie, hulle ook, maar die honde. En dan hulle lê daar lekker en as hulle opstaan dan lê daar so 'n verdwaalde bosluis. What the fuck is dit nou? Dat hy die bravecto en which I think it's something in their blood then that makes him go crazy or something. I don't know. But then I also had to spray for snakes again, snake repellent. ek is fucking nou 'n rowwe. Wat is daai vrou in Villa se kind die meisietjie gewees?
Annie Malan.
Ek is so Annie Malan nou. Ek hardloop in die ek is 'n bosnimf. En ek het snake repellent gekoop. O god, hier skryf mense vir my. Ek het die foto geplaas van die snake repellent. O, oh, daai goed werk glad nie. Dis 'n gimmick. O nee, kak skryf iemand anders skryf. Oh no, die rinkelse van Milders Drift. Het daai snake repellent oorkom. Fok, want ek het 'n rinkels wat bly na by my huis.
Ja.
I've got one.
Wow.
And I want to leave him in peace.
Maar dis 101 sulke rinkels wat van Kreeusdorp af geëmigreer.
Ja, dis sulke ja, sulke
rowwe, ja, rowwe rinkels.
Wat staan in die eyes rinkels. They allow we opgaan in die lewe.
Ja.
Ja. En my buurman, ek en 'n buurman, my is vriendelik en ons het gepraat en sê ja, hy altyd net so vir die winter dan hoor hy die slange hier bo in sy solder soos hulle inkom om toe kom hiberneer. Dis ek God, gaan jy nie gaan maak jy hulle nie dood nie? Nee. Jy hoor net.
Fok,
ek sal parcel mouth uit my hol. Yes. Ja, nee, hy sê dan kom hulle in die mambas en die rinkelse kom slaap hulle bietjie.
Ooh, lekker.
Imagine enetjie kom lê by my.
Ja, wel,
by myne wat by my bly.
Ek kan die bosluise company.
Ja, asseblief. My dogs must never see them. Okay. And then I wanted to tell you something else, and that is I didn't want to tell you something. I wanted to ask you, did you go to Deadpool?
I did.
What is Deadpool? What is it? Was it nice?
Last night, thanks to Cliff Central, I went to go see an exclusive preview screening of Deadpool that's yeah. releasing in cinemas today. And it's a movie based on a Marvel comic book property. And it's about the former Special Forces operative Wade Wilson that goes through a series of experiments and he comes out with super healing abilities.
Okay.
Maar die oud sy gesig opgefok. So dan gaan hy uit op revenge. Maar it was brilliant.
O, is dit waarom hy hele masker
op het? En hy is nie baie mooi meer nie. Maar die comic book karakter ook, hy praat byvoorbeeld, hy breek deur die vierde muur. Hy praat direk met die audience ook. En in die film kry hulle dit reg om dit ook baie effektief te doen. Ryan Reynolds is speel Wade Wilson, hy Deadpool, en hy's fantasties. Hy's regtig snaaks. Die movie is, dis die eerste R-rated superhero movie sedert die Punisher 10 jaar terug. Okay, so dit is edgy en dit is vir volwassenes.
R-rated. Dit klink soos jy sê R-rated. R-rated, is lekker.
So is lekker stout en is hilarious. En ja, dis, ek het dit verskriklik geniet. Die opening sequence is seker een van die beste opening sequences wat ek in jare gesien het in enige iets.
Oh, fantasties.
Ja, ek was
ek kon nie gaan nie. So ek gaan definitief gaan op IMAX kyk, want ek bly nou baie naby aan Cradlestone Mall, wat nou vars IMAX het.
Ja.
It's not 3D, hey?
Nee, ek het nie gisteraan die 3D version gekyk nie. Ek dink dit is nodig om in 3D te gaan kyk.
Okay.
Ja, because it's witty and sharp, en men sien al die huge superhero movies, en ek bedoel, Superman en Batman van die DC company kom nou ook in Maart, en dis ek 'n massive, ek is baie excited hoor. Maar dis ek 'n massive movies. Deadpool is 'n bietjie kleiner, maar dis nog steeds visually rarig impressive, die fight sequences en al die dinge, maar dis asof het een bykie meer focus op die dialogue en die funny jokes.
Ja, I hear it's like a send-up a bit of yes. Marvel comics.
Oh ja, absoluut.
Oh, that's
binnen
fantastic.
In die movie.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's my kind of movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to bring in our other two wonderful team members, who's Gavin and Alicia. And while we are bringing them in, I'm going to play a song. Honest, is that in the WeChat?
Yes, laat ek gou kyk. Ek gaan omkom.
Ja, ek gaan omkom. Dit is wat die Barabbas ook, nee, wat sê dan Lazarus? God, wag, waar is jy? Ja?
Ja, sê. Ons het Ines. Ek weet, dink jy dis van Franna, Ines en Franna nie?
Nee.
Wat sê, hallo Kasper Radio Show.
Hallo.
Maak asseblief 'n soundbite van Alicia wat sê, ach Jesus Duncan, dan speel jy dit elke keer as hy het sê. En sy sê, okay, bye. Grill a fucking kweefoel.
Okay, so that comes out of the, it's an ad I did.
Ja,
wat het, grill jy fucking kweefoel? Dit was uit, Jesus, is het Wette? 1998? I don't know. Anyway.
En dan het Brad, a baie formele, welcome back, Casper.
Nice to hear from you again, Brad. You're in Cape Town, if I remember correctly. Thank you very much.
En dan is Wynand Pinaar baie opgewonde. Hy sê, fok ja, fok ja, fok ja. Uitroepteken.
Ja?
CRS tyd. Uitroepteken.
Well, for all of you And all the others, I'm going to play a beautiful song by The Racist Chicken. I don't know why it's called The Racist Chicken, but the song is I Milked a Cow, and then the punchline is I Liked It. So that's like I Kissed a Girl, eh?
Yeah.
It's like a parody on that.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So if you're waiting for the joke in this song, there is no one because I played the wrong fucking song. I Milked a Cow and I Liked It. I will play later. This is actually, it sort of played, I don't know, it was streamlined to play now. It is actually one of our guests coming in the second half from Bye Bye Baby. Baby, bye bye. And he had his own CD release a while back, and that's one of the tracks I wanted to play to surprise him. Obviously, I can't now anymore. My world, making up a loop. It's quite nice. Hey?
Yeah, very nice indeed. Smooth.
Bless you. So that's Tim Kay. We'll talk to him later. And now we have Gavin back. Gavin, hello.
Hello.
Are you well, my darling?
I'm excited.
Why? What's wrong?
Because I'm seeing you.
Oh,
and I share,
that's so sweet.
I share a mic with the Casper De Vries.
Oh, my God. That's so nice of you. Oh, have I got something to play for you? No. And Alicia's still outside.
Yeah, she's still. Yeah, she's keeping us up busy.
But you brought two guests in. Who are they?
They are Keegan.
Yeah.
And Victor.
And Victor.
Keegan
yes.
is mute. He can't speak.
Oh, no, I'm Keegan.
Are you?
I'm Keegan.
Hi, that's Keegan.
Victor, yeah.
Keegan and Victor. You but brought Keegan and Victor. Where did you pick them up? Are they Rent Boys? Why don't you know their names?
But just because they're cute doesn't mean they're Rent Boys.
Ooh.
But you look more like a Keegan, I must say.
Fair enough. All right, so for today.
We'll swap for today, yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the Keegan.
Yeah, he's Keegan. Yeah.
Okay, but and why are they here?
They are here because they are part of an initiative, an amazing initiative, where they are Fonds and Samling at Engels. Wow, where's my English card?
Yeah, where's your English?
Exactly.
There it is. It's waving at you.
Exactly.
It's outside.
She's been talking Afrikaans to me. It's been an English day.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so they're raising funds for an amazing little girl called Brooklyn. Who's got arthritis, but like, can I say like an infant sort of baby?
Yeah, she's as far as I can understand. And obviously, I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't be able to go into details. But from what I've spoken to Laureen about, which is her grandmother, she has MAS, which is a motor neuron disease, and she has systemic juvenile arthritis, which complicates the MAS. So she's she's pretty. Pretty hard done by with those two.
And she needs treatment.
She does. She's currently in the United States getting treatment, but the family has pretty much lost everything in order to do it. So they moved over there with absolutely no money. We actually did an event through Flair for Life for Reef Carnison a couple of months ago. And as far as I understand, the Brooklyn's family are staying with Reef Carnison's family over there, so they're kind of supporting each other.
What is Flair for Life?
All right, so Flair for Life is a group of Flair bartenders. Myself and Victor formed it in 2013. A friend of ours has a daughter, and his daughter suffers from Rett syndrome. So we wanted to just Rett syndrome.
What's when you want to be a communist?
Well, yeah. Rett syndrome is essentially being trapped in your body. So everything's switched on, but she can't talk, she can't communicate and stuff.
Know.
So she's literally a prisoner in her own body.
Yeah.
So we needed to get something called an eye gazer, which is a computer that tracks your eye movement on a screen and then converts it into speech, much like
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
So
good afternoon.
So we needed $100,000 for that. And we put on a Flair competition, and each bartender made a cocktail. We auctioned those cocktails off. We had about 100 people there, and we managed to raise 100,000 rand.
Wow.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. We had guys that were bidding like 5,000 rand on a cocktail and then giving us the cocktail back to auction off again.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay, so, but if I say Maslow, we think Maslow Hotel, and we remember what?
We remember
boys
the
of Cliff Central. Yeah,
well,
here comes song? The boys. Do-do-dum, do-do-dum. The boys of Cliff Central. Ba-ba-dum, ba-da-ba-dum. So.
But I came in the middle of that competition, remember?
I joined your show. I know, you came show, several times.
So don't blame me for not knowing the song.
I know. So you are at the Maslow.
Yeah, so on the 29th of Feb, which is a Monday night. It's actually leap year and coincidentally falls on World Rare Diseases Day. Wow. We're going to be doing an event for Brooklyn. So what we do, Flair for Life aims at kids with cancer and life-threatening illnesses. And on the 29th, we're going to be hosting some of the best flair bartenders in Africa. They're each going to do a show. They'll make a cocktail. We'll auction that off. It's 100 rand to get in. All the proceeds, and I mean all the proceeds, go to Brooklyn, to her trust account. We've got a VIP area for 500 rand as well. You get a glass of bubbly. And then, yeah, we're just looking to raise as much money as possible. We've gotten so many sponsors on board. Diageo is giving us two cases of Kettle One. We've got Cruxland coming from KWV. Sox Tonic is giving us some tonic. So we're going to run some bars there as well just to try and sort of drum up a little bit of money that way. But generally, you know, the auctions do really, really well. At when we did an event at the Hard Rock, we had one family, the Varigis family, that gave us 18,000 rand bid on one cocktail.
Wow.
That was incredible. Goodness. Yeah, it was really, really incredible. So we have the ability to make a difference in our life, but we need people to come. So we need as many feet through the door as possible.
Date again?
29th of February.
It's now.
Yeah, yeah, it's right now.
29th
yeah.
of Feb. And Victor, will you please stop fucking talking?
If he gives me a chance, I will. I just want to add that your 100 rand entrance into the Maslow Hotel, we've got a 50,000 rand prize sponsored by Hemingway's, where they're actually going to fetch you in a limo and take you for a private dining experience.
Ooh,
to the value of 50,000 rand. Your 100 rand entrance
gets you a chance to win that prize.
That okay. prize, yeah.
That's actually it's the Hemingway's 50K. It's a 50,000 rand cocktail. We use Glenmorangie 1978 Pride. We've got bottle number 469 of 700.
Just come back for non-alcoholics like me. What do you mean?
There's no virgin option. I'm sorry.
No, but what is Amarula number 950? What the fuck is
Glenmorangie 1978? It's a very, very, very exclusive whiskey. It's
excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I've never.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually the bottle apparently rumored to be designed by Louis Vuitton. It's a Baccarat crystal, and then the secret, the ingredients of the actual cocktail are a little bit of a secret, but you can see
like
you can expect the Glenmorangie Pride and Cristal to charge as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not only you two who's going to throw bottles in the air.
No. So we've got a whole team behind Flair for Life, and everybody gives their time willingly. You know, it's we do this sort of after hours and that. So we all have our own jobs. And I'd just like to actually mention the team if possible.
You must.
But it's Kaylee Varigis. She's the one basically in charge of getting high rollers through to the venue. So she goes after all of these big corporates, and she makes sure that there's big spenders there. Then we have Sam Dean and Rachel DeBeer. They're the money ladies, and they do a really good job. You know, as soon as you've bid on a cocktail, you're going to have a blonde and a brunette basically sitting on your lap getting money from you.
I know.
And then Peter Oosthuizen. So basically, he sorts out the sponsors. He's got away with sponsors. He goes in and he comes out with mass amounts of products.
I need to speak to him.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. He really is. He's from Sox Tonic. And then Martin Strobos. We actually did a competition for Martin. He had brain cancer. And we did a competition to try and help out. And he's in remission now, which is fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then Mark Betcher from Hooters. He basically runs the event, so he manages the events and just makes sure that everything goes down smoothly. And then Carl Klopper, who's our legal department. So
is he dressed or is he Carl?
It's up to you. I mean,
Carl Klopper.
He could be Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, so Carl basically what he does
is Kyle.
He chats. Yeah, Carl.
Oh, yes, I thought it's Carl. Sorry, that joke went full.
Carl, so what he does is he connects with the family and then he just gives them advice on how to receive the funds and how to kind of manage the fund so that they don't get nailed too much on the tax and all of that, you know. And then finally, Stephen Saunders from the Masler. He's been fantastic.
We know Stephen, yeah, he helped us as well.
Yeah, he's been great.
They're great. The Maslow is a great hotel, let's just say it.
It is. It
for
is.
For fuck's sake, it's so wonderful. Now, Victor.
Yeah.
How did you become a bartender? Do you have to do training? Do you have to go somewhere to university? Do you get a diploma? Do you get a degree? Or do you just get drunk?
Sure. Self-taught myself. Oh, and la. Got into it straight out of school. Started making some decent cash.
Did you see a movie like Cocktails or something?
You gotta say it.
Say it.
You had to bring that up. I have seen the movie Cocktail. The main thing that for me though was that I could enjoy what I was doing. I got to speak to a lot of pretty women, and I got to make decent money doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you trained yourself.
I taught myself. Yeah.
How many bottles did you break?
On average, 3 a day every day for about 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Still today, do you break?
Not as many, yeah.
Yeah. But if you do, you just carry on with something. Now you have got this fucking Louis Vuitton whiskey and you break that bottle.
Yeah, there's a no-flare policy on the
It's the 29th of February. What time?
All right, so it starts at 6. The bartenders will be there at 5 to do the briefing, just so that we can get all that.
How many bartenders do we have?
We'll have around 8 to 10.
Ah, lekker.
So, depending, but it's all professional flair bartenders. So, it's guys that have been national champions or have come in the top 3 in a national championship. So, the shows that are going to be on are going to be very, very big.
We must talk maybe after this 29th that you as a group come to the... Voice of Cliff Central 2 this year, eh?
Yeah,
then you hold our bottlekeys, yeah. What do you say, Gavin?
I said, where can people get details of the event?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so we're on Facebook. Bear in mind, it's a bunch of bartenders, so social media really isn't our forte. Mm. We do have two very, very, very cool companies that are helping us out. The one is Big City Life, which is an online magazine. It's Ingrid. They've been fantastic, so they're going to be helping us promote. I think they've got like 40,000 likes on Facebook. It's incredible.
Wow.
And then Jam Media. They've also helped us out. They designed our logos for us and all of that. So currently we've only got the Flair for Life page on Facebook, and we're slowly kind of figuring
Flair
out how to use it.
Flair for Life.
That's it. Flair for Life. All words, no numbers. But the email address is F4L, so numeric4@gmail.com.
Do people have to book before they come, or do they end up paying their 100 rand at the Maslow?
All right, so they'll pay at the Maslow. Flair for Life actually doesn't have a bank account. We want to be completely transparent. You know?
Okay.
So everything that is raised on the night goes directly to them. So what we do is you can pay on card. So if you come through and you want to swipe your card, and then that'll generally go to the host venue's account, and we keep a track record of that, and then they do an EFT over.
Okay.
And then all the cash is deposited the next day into the bank.
And is there, I mean, Hope for Brooklyn?
Yes, that's it, Hope for Brooklyn. You can go to www.brooklyn.
Yeah, but is there Hope for Brooklyn?
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah, I think so, definitely.
I mean, this thing is, they can cure it.
Well, currently she's doing chemo.
It's like a cancer.
I think so, yeah. Look, I'm really
you're
not
You're going to kill the cells.
Yeah,
oh,
I think they have to kill all the cells and then kind of bring them back up.
But, how old is she?
She's 2.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, she's a little baby, yeah.
Oh, so, okay. Well, bless you then. I'm not religious, but bless you in any case.
100%. Bless you could be a sneeze, you know.
It could be.
Yeah. Could be black plague, you know.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope Victor and Keegan we see each other again at the Boys of Cliff Central.
Yeah, 100%. We will do. Definitely. We love it when guys, you know, like you here at Cliff Central, kind of get behind us, because it just means added exposure. And you know, the more that we can expose Flair for Life, the more, you know, the bigger of a change or a difference we can make in the lives of the kids that we...
Can I jump in on that?
Yeah, jump.
I just want to say the whole thing behind Flair for Life, we target individual kids because we want to actually make a massive difference in their life. We don't just want to make a little difference to a lot of people. We want to try to change one life at a time like that. We are always looking for recipients as well, so that they can send a mail to
F4L. I'll send my recipient stuff. Because I need attention, money, especially for McDonald's and sushi. No, fantastic. I wanted to say something, and I thought, oh, did you meet Alicia outside?
Alicia, yeah? Yeah.
Did she come on to you or not?
Not yet. Slightly.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to bring her in here because then we would have lost track of the interview and what it was for.
Yes.
We have some sort of dignity to maintain.
Oh, shame. Poor Alicia.
But we're going to unleash them on Alicia now. I said before you came in, I'm going to play a song called I Milked a Cow and I Liked It. I didn't. I played Tim, who's a guest later, song. Now I'm going to play I Milked a Cow and I Liked It. And I wish you all the luck on the 29th of February. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Now I remember. Is that our listeners are very, very rich. So they will definitely go to the Maslow.
Fantastic.
All the mensen, ruk op, naar die Maslow. Laat daar die geld spat and do something that is worthwhile and make you feel good, you know?
And Bronwyn looks so cute, eh?
Who's Bronwyn?
So sad. The girl.
Brooke fucking Lynn.
Brooklyn. What's
Bronwyn. I thought it's one of the waiters here. Well, there's a bartender. Where's Bronwyn? Oh, Brooklyn. Oh, Brooklyn, shame. Yeah, you can actually read Brooklyn's story. It's on the internet.
Yeah.
Called Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's on her website.
Mm. For life?
No. Flair for Life. We put a bit of info on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if you go onto Flair for Life on Facebook and you like the page and just share the cuck out of it, you know, then we'll get more likes. Our target for now is 10,000 likes. Currently, we've got about 350 and we're getting a post reach of 2,000. So if we can get 10,000 likes, then we can expect quite a bit of a bigger post reach. And then obviously just bring, you know, these kids to the attention of the public and get support to help them out.
You can go on the internet to www.brooklynrex.com and read the whole story there. Thank you, gentlemen. What happened to this fucking song? Is it finished? What is happening here? What is this? I got so, oh so brave. I reached for the cow. It's not what I'm used to, but it is for the cow. I was so curious, I wanted cow juice. Got my milk on now. I milked a cow and I liked it. Feel a bit squishy udder. I milked a cow just to try it. Hope my goat don't mind it. The udder was long, the milk was light. Not saying I drank some tonight. I milked a cow and I liked it. I liked it. Didn't even know if it was sane. This is a lot of shit, eh? I've never heard this cuck in my life. Well, why did they record it through someone's anus?
Yeah,
it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not going to play that. Let me play Chuck and Patty. You will like this. Okay. This is to drive people mad. So if you feel a bit, if you want to let go of yourself, this is the song to do it. Okay, so I don't know what happened. Weinand says globale fuck up. He's right. On the WeChat there. Huh? You see that?
Of course.
Kevin?
I don't know. I was
he
busy.
He says ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Globale.
Globale.
Globale. Globale. Een L, Weinand. Your spelling is a globale fuck up. Now, what happened was we took pictures with the hot bartenders.
Yeah.
And then I thought I played I Milked a Cow and I liked it, but I played obviously something else, which I don't know what I play. I just heard it being silent. And that was for all our deaf listeners. I hope they enjoyed that.
We're not laughing because they are deaf. We're just laughing because Casper's funny.
Yeah. You don't have to explain. And then these people listening to the show, they understand.
I don't want to be sued.
I don't know, not here. No, if this was RSG or one of those, yeah, maybe then people, can't let it turn. But not here. I know the people understand, man. Yeah, you're listening to the Casper Radio Show. What the fuck say? Hello, Alicia.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to the show. It's your 37 minutes you had to wait, eh?
Maar dit is lekker om allemaal te sien en om weer terug te wees. Ek het hulle gemis.
Ach, ek is blij.
We missed you too.
Ach, dankie.
Someone, who said Alicia, it was Ines, I think, who said Alicia must say, ach, Jesus Duncan, for a soundbite.
Yeah, do that quickly.
Ach, Jesus Duncan.
Okay, so I'll take that out and we'll make that a soundbite.
Okay, cool. Gebruik okay, het. Jylle sin.
Dankie, Alicia. What have you done this week?
Wait, hierdie week?
Ja.
Hoe heb je done? Nee, niemand, nee, ek is een soet meisie, ek het baie lang klaas iemand
is gedoen.
Ja.
Gezaber.
Ja, gezaber, so gepotlaan.
Is your Valentine going to be very dry?
Ja, so Savannah. Ek gaan vir my een six-pack Savannah koop, en die twee van ons gaan droog wees op Sondag.
It's dry, but you can vomit it.
Ja, nee, ek het nie een Valentine's nie, of een val in die tuin nie.
Mm. Yeah. Nou, as daar enig iemand daar buiten is wat luister en wat hou van Alicia se konture, then please
asseblief skakel my.
Ja.
Asseblief.
En moenie anoniem wees nie.
Ja, nee, asseblief, ek wil ten minste jy 'n bietjie gaan stalk op Facebook. So gee my 'n naam en jou van, dat ek eens gaan kyk of jy 'n bietjie weird is of nie.
Wel, ons het gaan kyk, jy was nie daar nie, Alicia, Hannes, you weren't there either,
mm-hmm.
to a show called Bye Bye Baby.
Ja.
Tribute to Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. We'll talk about that more in detail. I just want to say that I sat in front of a lady, highly irritating. Her husband, I think, was in an accident because he was mentally retarded or something. And she and they people came up to me and took pictures of me. And then she said, oh, and she thought, okay, so I must be famous or something.
Yeah.
And she said, do you still do what you do.
Shame.
Oh, the ones that were sitting in the back of you.
Yeah, no, and the woman who sang the other show. I don't think he's well. Anyway.
Oh, shame.
And then for some reason we ended up speaking about Showmax. I don't know why, but she was saying, oh, she loves a Showmax because it's much better. And she was looking at a thing called Love Out Loud. And on Showmax, and Gareth is on it apparently. And she said everyone was so glad that Gareth won the case. We were all hoping for him, and then she watched him on Love Out Loud. So I went to Showmax on my phone, and I looked for Gareth's episode on Love Out Loud. I couldn't find it. I found some other cock, but I couldn't find Gareth's sisters. But she was just raving about that. So that means that we're talking about Showmax.
Yay! Showmax.
Show me the maxi! I'm trying to find the sting. What's happening today? Why are we so confused?
And
yeah. Well, households are peaceful now that there's Showmax.
What?
Yeah, no. Because you can watch on two devices at the same time. There's no more wrestling over which show to watch or watching the same show over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You simply download the free Showmax app and get the world's best series and movies to watch online anytime on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or smart TV. You can now enjoy uninterrupted hours of the best current and award-winning drama, comedy, action, and adventure for only 99 Rand per month.
Yay!
So sign up at showmax.com to subscribe and get your 7-day free trial. No obligations.
Casper's Radio Show. Showmax.
And you can cancel any time.
Bye, Moy.
That was cute.
Oh, Showmax is amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So
what are you guys watching on Showmax?
Well, let me quickly end with this fucking irritating lady.
Oh, sorry.
So she's watching Blue, and I don't know what the hell she was doing. I thought she was looking at porn or something on Showmax. I'm watching Blue, but it's a series that's on. It's about Blue. It is about... I haven't watched it. I just read, because why is this lady watching it? And it's nice because it's fucking pervert, and it's this woman who in the day runs a crèche or something, and at night she's a whore or something like that.
Yeah, oh. See a crèche, nee.
What done?
Yeah, so that's just a normal 9-to-5 corporate
sorry,
job.
Sorry, I'm making it up.
Oh, sorry.
No, but it was just like contradicting.
Yeah.
Ja.
Ja, okay.
So you've seen it?
Ja, ek het dit al gekyk. Maar ek het dit gekyk toe dit op Mnet gewys het. Sorry, Showmax. Maar ek het gekyk, ek het dit gelike, ja.
En dan
Showmax
en Mnet, dit is familie. So
ja, exactly.
En ja, ek het dit gekyk en dan het sy een normal corporate job wat sy doen. En sy is een enkel ma. En dan is sy escort in die aande.
Is dit al sy met Julia Stiles, is die actrice?
Ek dink dis haar naam, ja. Ja, sy is baie lank.
In fact, dit is definitief sy, want ek het gegaan op my iPad op Showmax gegaan en gekyk. Dis so makkelijk en jy kan search.
Ja. Ja. Nee, dit is 'n baie goeie show. Ja, ek het ook geluid.
Kom ons kyk of ek kan gaan op hierdie wonderlijke iPad van my, en ek gaan op Showmax, en ek gaan soek Blue, en ek speel een stuk, net om te wees, ek kan. Maar ek
en hoe
nie,
makkelijk
ek kry
is.
Nog nie vir Showmax eers op my fucking computer, en wacht een bykie.
And your icons are so humongous, Casper.
What is humongous?
It means big.
Groot.
What is groot?
Your icons.
Amper sê,
oh, ja, ek is doof. Ek is doof, ek moet het kan sien. Where the fuck is it? This is a very demarcado. But, Hannes, have you seen anything on Showmax you want to share while I'm trying
I'll be
feverishly?
Honest, I've got a small child, so and I had to take it for injections.
Because you paused it. I've got a small
child. Yeah.
I was beginning to feel sorry for you.
I was going through everything I have that might be slightly undersized in my mind. I took my daughter to go get her injection, and we were waiting for the sister. So I just went on Showmax, and we were watching Dora the Explorer. In the optiek. It was amazing. Maar dan is het so cool, omdat daar al die Nickelodeon shows is, en soos al die reekse van Dora, en my dochterkie loved it. So, dus, ja, dis net reg cool en makkelijk. In die optiek. In die optiek.
And that's the show where they actually teach the children, because I stop watching...
Yeah.
Dora.
Hola.
My daughter's obsessed with Dora.
Yeah. Welkom met je opgehou kyk.
No, it's like just like if you give me like steak to eat like elke aand. Yeah. Like she watches Dora. She's got a CD and she watches on.
So you want her to not get used to it so much. Dora must be special.
Yeah, like, you know.
Dora, because you know that that's Gaelic for a drink.
Ja.
Kom ons gaan doen 'n Dora.
Ja, of
jy kan nie elke aand Dora nie.
Of in Cape, but also the Gael language is now evolving as well. So as jy wil meer pashos en sê dot. Let's go have a dot, darling.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is nice.
This
is dit
word nou.
Have a
Funagalo.
Dit
word nou Funagalo.
Yes.
Funagalo.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen. Speak.
Before you said that the women who post stuff weren't whores. What do you know about whores?
Whores.
They have sex for money. It's pretty disgusting.
The child is 10.
Yeah, nice boss.
Lights out in 10 minutes and no more surfing, okay? Read a book.
An And I said horses, not whores. Yeah.
So I've seen that show.
Well, that's blue. Cool show, yeah.
That's blue.
Why did you say it's blue?
I did. I mentioned the color twice. So that is blue. So we played it live. Aren't we fucking just with it?
She's a sexy actress.
So, it's oh, just bomb,
I
right?
feel so like technology has entered me. But can I play live still more? Oh, and people, if you want, you can tweet us as well, eh? A Casper Radio Show. Tweet me, and I'll read the tweets. Okay, because we advanced. Can wat sê Wynand nou weer?
Wynand Pinaar sê, moet nie op my skree nie, ek hakkel.
Kom met ek het om. Oor, wat hy globale geskryf, fok op. Okay, ek sal op jou skree nie, Wynand. Okay. Well, yes, so it is, and another one they've got on Showmax now. And I'm sorry, I'm going to sound like a bitch, but I am a bitch. I am a bitch and I like it. No, it is Liefling, the movie Liefling. No, I'm sorry, it's a favorite for a lot of people. And yes, Bobby van Jaarsveld is hot, but it's the fucking funniest movie for me I've ever seen because it's so bad. Liefling is one of the worst movies ever.
Did you just say that?
It is.
On national radio?
And it was, I know the Czechos public went for it, but I watched it with a friend. We crawled laughing on the carpet. It was so funny because it's so bad. I mean, this woman say, fall achter oor die bed en gaan, ek lewe.
Are you serious?
It's so funny.
I think I saw like probably like a few seconds and...
What the fuck is that? That's my phone. Got a note from my bell, me? Jesus. Do you know what it is? It's Angry Birds. This is a very strange show. Okay.
Talking about Liefling and on Showmax, my friend who's visiting from, not visiting, he lives in London. Ach, he comes from London. So
make
he's
up your mind.
Brit. He's proper Brit. Yep. He understands no Afrikaans except donkey.
Donkey? But donkey.
Donkey, yeah. But he's so obsessed with Bobby van Jaarsveld.
Really?
And last night at the dinner table, so he's there with his husband, so he can't say van Jaarsveld, obs, so he says Bobby van Jaarsveld.
Shame.
As in ass.
Yeah, no, we get it.
Yeah.
No, it was a Freudian slip. Bobby van Jaarsveld.
Bobby van Jaarsveld.
That's sweet, bless him. Well, Bobby isn't something right now, I think, isn't he?
What do you mean? He's not in The Voice. He's not any judges of The Voice.
You can watch The Voice now until it comes out of his ass.
I say it's Team Karen.
Team Karen.
Karen Z. I haven't watched. I watched a bit and it looked interesting, so I'll go watch it again.
I'll go watch it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Not Liefling, The Voice.
No, not never ever watch Liefling.
So it's
going to see. Gaan kyk dit. Gaan kyk dit sodat jy kan weet waarvan ons praat. Dit is entertaining. Ja.
Ja, kyk Liefling is op Showmax is van die R99 vir 'n lekker lag.
Ja.
Maar so ons kon sê Casper dat jou gevoel oor Liefling kan omskryf word in die lirieke uit die liedjie uit. Jy weet Liefling kan ons nie maar vergeet en vergewe nie.
Al vergeet. Ja. Ek
klem op vergeet.
Vergewe kan ek nie, want dit geld het gemors. Ons kon vir iemand 'n huis gebou het met daai geld. Maar
die producers het jou waarskynlik.
Hulle het hulle self 'n huis gebou. Hulle dink hulle het vir hulself Pretwell gebou daarna.
Ja. Want hulle wou mos Hartbeespoort verander in Hartywood. Hollywood in Noordwes.
I'm a bitch.
Maar het Andrei Orendal nie op Liefling gewerk nie?
O, Jesus, dalk het hy. But, I mean, sometimes you do things for money.
Yeah.
When can I say the word whore?
Nee, baie sagies.
Maar, yeah, I, in my Maproter estate, where I stay now between the snakes and the ticks and the dogs, I can still get Showmax loud and clear.
Ach, dis fantasties.
Ek kan het op my TV sit in die aande, dat die paddas kan saam luister. Now, Show Maximus. Saam met my. Ek weet nie hoekom ek nou so praat.
But now, can I just ask you a question?
Yes, my darling.
So, with regards to the snakes, why did you have, why do you have a repellent?
You were outside. I told Hannes, there's a fucking snake there. It lives there, a rinkalsi.
Ooh, Cassie, jy moet voorzichtig wees met die honde, nee?
I know!
Like it's spoeg.
I know!
Maar is, maar... Maar word is dit al is nie al Alfrieda wat al gespoeg is in die ding nie?
Nee. Nee, Alfrieda het al gerinkels gesien van oog tot oog.
So there where
maar nie gespoeg nie.
There where you and I met for the at the
doggy park. There was the rinkels. Now my home is very close to that place, Walkhaven.
Oh, that's us.
You see? No, man. I got the snake repellent. I sprayed it oral.
And does it work?
Nee, maar kan jy met iemand kry om te kom verwyder. Daar is 'n ou wat ek ken. Hy vra R350.
Sy ma vra R350.
Yes, en dan kom hy dit en gaan sit hulle dit somewhere.
Met daai ouens wat slange kom haal by jou huis, hulle is obviously al 'n paar keer gepik.
Ja, nou, ja, maar
dit is so 'n bietjie soos 'n permanent acid trip, you know.
Ja, hulle
is gepik in die bol.
Ja, daar is slang. Meneer, nee, ga nie daar in. Okay. Is daar nie 'n slekke slangfliek op Showmax? Nie, like Snakes on a Plane, to have a look?
Soos Anaconda.
Ja, Anaconda.
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 Oh my God. Ek dink so, ja, maar ek is Showmax het alles, man.
Is dit nie 'n porn movie nie, Anaconda?
If only.
Or is it about Anna, and her name is Conda?
Ek en Nicki Minaj song.
O, daar's 'n Nicki Minaj song ook, ja. Okay. Ek het laas naweek het ek begin om Wentworth te kyk, season 1 op Showmax. Dit gaan oor dis soos 'n prison ding.
Ah, maar daar's iemand haar daarin, wie's dit?
Hulle almal is smart.
Okay.
'n soort van. Ja.
Ek ken die naam.
Ja, ja, ja. Nee, baie goed.
Dis 'n prison ding.
Ja, dit is 'n prison series. Ja, dis cool.
Is it British or American, darling?
I think it is it is Australian, to be honest.
Slaan uit die kop met 'n fucking boomerang.
Ja, nee, 2013 show. Baie cool. Ek het al amper, daar's net een season op Showmax op die oomblik.
Maar dit sal seker nog bring.
Ja, dit sal seker nog bring. Ja. Maar baie nice, ek geniet dit, ja.
Well, that concludes it for
Casper's Radio Show. Showmax.
You're listening to the Casper Radio Show. And now it is time. What happened was, it's time for Corn's story again. What happened was that I knew I was going to move. I knew that when I was going to move, I was not going to have access to a studio, so I couldn't record new episodes. So we started revisiting Corn's story, which I actually like because I forgot half of it.
Yeah.
So it is lekker. So ons is nou besig met 'n omnibus. Elke week het ons 'n uur omnibus. Daar kom 'n omnibus 4 vandag, dames en here, broeders en susters. Omnibus 4 van 'n uur. Omnibus 4. Van 'n uur. Maar, meanwhile, we are going on revisiting the whole consistory until we come to where we were, and then I can continue with the story. So here we are with today's mini-omnibus. What happened last time was that Atti, the sex changed, married Feige, and now they are on honeymoon. That is what happened last time. So let's continue from there, okay?
Okay?
Fantastic.
En nou is dit vir my 'n absolute eer om my aanneempa Hildegard wat gekom het na die huwelik. Dankie aanneempa, dis nou 'n eer om hom aan die woord te stel. Baie dankie, Atie. Dat die feit dat ek en Gyda hier is, beteken nie noodwendig dat ons alles aanvaar nie, of dat ons dink dat wat hier aangaan nie dalk 'n gruwel in die oog van die Here is nie. Maar ons is hier. Ons wens julle baie, baie liefde en sukses toe binne die beperkinge van wat julle op julle self gesit het. En kan ek vra dat ons allemaal nou 'n heildronk instel op my aanneem tot seun Atti.
Is jy Israel? Dis ek Professor Dr. Elizabeth Smoot.
Dankie baie, drunk persoon. En nou is het een voorrek om te baten van Rita se charity Visioen Pop, a painting op te ver. Atti, wo de grag zo gehad het.
Is waar, ek weet is my trouwe, maar kom ons doen goed in ons. Skenk een bykie geld voor charity.
Hier het ek skilderij van Rita Marmite op rockbrood met klein bykie millipit. Sy noemde het Malita se oor. Kom ons kijk, is daar iemand met een bord? Kom ons begin 600 rand. Okay. Let's start with 400 rand. Lick your hand up as you be. Kom ons begin 200 rand. Kom ons begin by 50 grand. Ja, it's ja, 60 grand.
Ja, af 40 grand.
Okay, 40 grand. Die hard die, is it off?
Yo!
Data grant. Is it a tin rand? I get a tin rand. Is it 20 grand?
Yeah, off!
Five rand. I get 5 rand. You get a five rand. Five rand for the elder care, 5 rand for the 12th care. And yo, mania, for 5 rand.
Is hier Israel? Baie dankie julle. Frankie, jy het 'n roosteen. Dis jammer dat ek nie meer die roosies kan kosjes steen. Ek denk die helft van julle is fucking common. En ek weet nie eindelijk hoekom ek gedoen is.
Broeders en susters, dames en heren, kom ek vra dat my seun Atti en sy nuwe bruid Veigie vir ons die dansbaan open met die eerste dans. Heerlijk prachtig.
Dank je, Atti.
Hoe kom het jy die uitsel genooi?
Ek het geweet wie om anders te noem. Wel, IJssel was altijd zo oudelijk met toespraak, maar hy het verander, en hy drink baie meer, soos ek gedink. Ek sien jou, opa en oma is hier.
Wat? Opa Koos en oma Splinter?
Ja, daar achter in die hoek, in die hoek.
O, ja, so die polisie het hulle toch toegelaat.
Ja. Hallo Tony.
Hallo, ek kan nie lekker sien nie.
Fuck julle, oma. Lijk gelukkig.
Wacht, dokter Langerhans is hem. Dokter Langervoel. Dokter Langerhans. Sir, gaf het je gekom het.
Ach, hoe daar, ek zou dit nie gemis het vir die barrel. Mens, jy weet hoe dit jou Tourette's gaan affecteer. Dit gaan het positief affecteer.
Positief, positief.
Ja. Zodra jy weer rustig is, dan kom jy weer in vir session, hoor.
Ek sal, dokter Kwagga kak. Ek sal, dokter Kwagga voel. Ek sal, dokter Kwagga hol. Waar is sak?
Ja.
Wat gaan nou daar aan?
wat is Marcel? Lijkt me eens dronk.
Ach ja, ja, ja. Dames en heren, kan ik nu nog iets zeggen? Ik is op pad dronk toe. Ik heb na oorleg met Attie besluit ik ga dronk toe gaan. Voor 3 jaar over die moord op Nicky Zetske, my pa. Ek dink is 'n goeie ding om te doen.
Dis baie vulgair van jou, Athanasius.
Dankie, mami. Ek dink net dit is 'n manier om totsiens te sê aan die wrede geskiedenis. Want ons is maar net die van Aswegens / Zetskes / Holiter. Ons is allemaal maar net gewone mense. Al is Athie een sex change, Vygie een bietjie vaag oor daar geskiedenis. Al is Athie se aanneemouers, raciste en seksiste, en dalk nog lid van een of ander regse fokken boeremag. Al is my pa een dominee wat geslaap het met een van sy lidmate, wat nou Attie is, wat een sex change is. Al het my ma seks gehad met die onderwijster wat my tot gevolg gehad het. Dink ek, is ons steeds maar net jou gewone deursnit familie. Op die van Aswegens.
Hierdie episode was met trots aangebied deur iFix.
Love hulle.
En nou kon sy story.
Ja.
Hallo. Ach, Koos.
Wat is het nou, Splinter?
Kan jy nou glo dat ek en jy op ons oudag in 'n polisievangwa teruggery word na ons klein dogter se troue?
Ja, die lewe gooi snaakse draaie, Splinter. En iets wat jy vergeet het om te sê is dis ons klein dogter wat 'n klein seun geword het.
Ja, dit is tragies. Ek en jy. En toe gaan jy en jy maak seker dat ons dogter doodgeskiet word deur hierdie krassie.
Ja.
Maar Koos, ons het 20 jaar van ons lewe op sy gesit. Dat jy kan gaan werk by Kon van Aswegens se konsistorie. Dat ek my inwurm in die ouwe huis om vir Kon van Aswegens terug te kry.
Ja.
Toe maak jy ons dogter dood.
Dit is alles deel van 'n groter plan, Splinter.
Hallo, wat is 'n groter plan? Ons het nie meer baie jare oor nie, Koos.
Ons sal nog vir Kon laat boet. Want ek net eers uit die tronk uitkom. En drink jou pille, dat jy aan die lewe bly, Splinter. Want ons is nog nie klaar nie.
Hallo, ek hoop jy's reg, Koos. Want by die dag voel ek hoe die lewe uit my uitsypel, soos brak water in 'n plattelandse dam.
Hou uit, Splinter. Ons dag van weerwraak is op pad.
Nou ja, baie welkom by die Appington Inn.
Dankie, mevrou.
Dankie, Tannie.
Is jy hier op besigheid?
Nee, dis ons honeymoon.
Ja, Tannie.
Oh, geniet het.
Dankie.
Ah.
Ach, dis prachtig, Attie. Maar hoekom Appington?
Ek weet nie, ek het gedink as ons huwelik op die kakste manier moontlik begin, kan het net beter gaan.
Attie, dis typies jy. Wat is jy lid voor om te doen, Attie?
Wel, ek het gedink ons kan ietsie oopmaak.
Nou al?
Ja, die trouwgeskenke.
O, die trouwgeskenke, ja, natuurlijk. O, lekker. Die trouwe was lekker, ne?
Ja, ja, ek weet nie. Dit wel jou ouers. Hoekom was jou ouers nie daar nie?
Ati, jy dink seker nou my ouers het iets om weg te steek.
Ja, obviously.
Wel, hulle het. Maar hulle is eintlik cool.
Cool?
Ja, hulle is cool ouers. Mense nou dink my ouers gaan hierdie koekerige onder die trein spoor kom aan mense wees, maar hulle is nou lekker en slank en cool.
Uh-huh.
Maar Ati, hulle het 'n geheim.
En dit is?
Hulle betaal nie e-tol nie. My pa het 'n bumper sticker agter op sy kar wat sê e-tol se hol.
Wat af?
Want jy is nie politie. Hulle was te bang om te kom. Nou moet jy hulle arresteer omdat hulle nie e-tol betaal.
Wat se tos is dit nou?
Nee, want dit is hoe hulle gevoel het.
Nou, ons sal dit uitklaar met hulle sodra ons uit hierdie honeymoon uitkom.
Dit is 'n verligting. Ek het vir hulle gesê, hulle moet nie worry nie.
Ja, hulle moet nie worry nie, dit is alles fijn. Die e-tol het niks met my uit te waai nie. Ek is nie my afdeling nie.
Wow, ek sien. Nou, kom ons kyk. Oeh, hierdie is 'n geskenkie van Dr. Langerhans.
Ah, wat ek sien.
Dit is 'n punchbowl.
Jy, maar sien jy die... is meer as een geskenkpapier. Kijk, die stukkies ou geskenkpapier ook binnen in die punchbowl.
Seker geskenk wat hy vir die tweede keer gegeet? Of dalk het hy dit gekry vir sy verjaarsdag en nou re-gift hy dit vir ons?
Ons het nie geweet hy so cheap skuit nie. Anyway, hy is a punchbowl.
Ons kan dan opgooi as ek warning sickness kry.
Hier is my aanneem ouers, Hildegard en Gyda, geseende huwelik. Al gaan God julle straf.
O, dis 'n pink gehekelde toilet seat cover.
Kry sommer lus om nou te gaan. My stoelgang het sommer nou 'n trappie laer gesak.
O, Ati. En is dan die splinter?
My oma.
Dis Goldilocks groen rubber opwashandskoene. Wat het sy nou gedaan?
Ag, wel, ons kan dit gebruik vir seks.
Ja!
Marcel. Ah, kondome, ek het so gedink.
Ah, die arme Marcel. Ek wonder hoe gaan dit met hom gaan in die tronk?
Ek sal maar fyn dophou daar dat hy nie te veel bloei nie. Ah, Checkers broedervors. Jy geweet jy ken Nathaniel nie?
Nee, dit is van Eysel. Eysel het dit gegee.
Jou ex-boyfriend?
Ja.
Fokken vors is seker al vrot.
Ek dink dis dieselfde met Eysel.
Vygie. Die seun van Rita.
Oeh, dit is seker nou weer een vagina en mama het of een of ander weird painting.
Nee, dit is die beste geskenk wat ek in my lewe gekry het.
Wat is dit? Oh, nee!
Ja, een iFix voucher van R1000.
Oeh, iFix! Yes, wow!
iFix!
Sy weet hoe om een mens blij te maak.
Dit is fantastisch. Rita, jou ou doosering. Doring.
Hallo, Elizabeth Smok.
Ah, hallo Elizabeth. Dit is Dr. Langerhans.
Ek het jou nou by die troue gesien.
Ja, ach jy, dit was lekker om jou te sien, Lisabus.
Dit ook lekker was jou te sien, Hans Langer.
Ja, Lisabus, I was wondering if it maybe could be possible for us to maybe just have a cup of tea or a mug of coffee at some stage. I'd like to just pulse your brain.
What do you mean, Dr. Langerhans? pulse my brain.
Oh no, it's just that you're single, I'm single. Let's mingle.
I see what you're saying. Why not? Ek eitsin na biki stimulase.
Well, you're a... Bedoel je cerebral?
Cerebral?
Cerebral? Of sexual?
No, I was, no, I meant sexual. I meant sexual. Well, we can actually start on the phone if you want to.
Yeah, okay. What must I... How do you want to do this? I've never done this on the phone.
Well, all you do, just say some formulas that you know.
Okay. Like, x2 divided equals infinity times pi.
Oh, yes. More.
Die molekule met transformatie. Gebeur as Hubble se teleskoop met hops.
Maar...
Se time machine...
Oh, my God.
Geëvolueer word.
Oh, my God. Wat sê jy alles?
Ja, fok, ek weet nie. Maar is lekker.
Oh, lange Hans.
O, Elizabeth, jy maak my warm. Het jy jou al gebra afhaal?
Ja, dis af. My tieten swing.
Ah, hier. Stallig tieten word gevorm in die kangoegrotte.
Oh. Oh. Explore my cave. See the bats flying.
Kwadraat. Ek trek my kwadraat.
Oh, lange hands, lange hands.
Stallig meter. Word gevorm oor duisende jare.
Oh, this is too much.
Wat is jy bezig om te doen? Ek is bezig om my iPhone se glas te kraak.
Hoe bedoel jy?
As ek lus is wat lekker geselskap, 'n koppie koffiekie en 'n vinnige diens vir 'n foon wat splinter nie lyk, dan haas ek my.
Haas?
Ja, haas. Na iFit.
Hoeveel takke het iFix?
Nee, nou raak het 'n fokken advertensie. Ek weet nie, maar baie. Meer as 'n boom.
iFix.
You are listening to Gasper's Radio Show.
Show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back after this interval.
No, donkey.
Yay.
Mm. So, our next guests are here, Tim and Jamie from Bye Bye Baby.
Jullie het ons gaan kyk.
We did. We saw it on Wednesday night.
Why is there such hostility in your voice?
Because you couldn't go, eh? Because you couldn't go. You're jealous.
Yeah, also Vicky.
Proper Jezebel.
But Alicia, they are here. You can fucking...
Weet,
smooth your way into a comp. You understand what I mean?
Ja, nie, maar, nee, 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 is het te laat. Ja, ek wil saam met julle gaan.
I know, but you can still go.
Maar dan moet julle weer saamkom.
If I say Ponce del Forte, what do you think of, Alicia?
A porno.
No, Ponce del Forte. Apparently, it is for if you have period pains, you drink that.
Sê gou weer, wat is dit?
Ponce del
Ponstel.
Ponstel Forte.
Nee, kry liefste net Nurofen.
Nee, you know what happened to me?
Ja.
I ran out of sleeping pills last night. I didn't have any more. So I crapped in my likey and the only fucking thing I could find was Ponstel Forte.
En het het gewerkt?
Well, I googled it and they said it's for period pain. I had two.
Hoekom het jy period pain pille? Hoekom het jy period pain pille?
Oh, because I am... Actually a woman, no, because I was at the dentist and he gave that for me, to me, for teeth ache.
Wow, okay.
Apparently. But then I drank it and I had very weird dreams.
Wow. And just about that, yeah.
I dreamt like a guy was walking in front of me. He turned around and then all of a sudden he had tits bigger than yours, Alicia.
Yeah.
And then I said to him, I love watermelons. That's very strange.
Wow. The clang bias not.
That's weird.
So, Ponce del Forte, if you're listening, we are open for sponsorship. Have you got a period? End it. With honest course mark a period advertency. Oh bloed, kyk jy tyd.
Is dit weer die tyd van die maan?
Dit is. En daarom het ek my Ponce del Forte's.
Help.
Ja?
Dit help met alle pyne geassosieer met jou maandstond. Of jy swaar vloei of liggies. Die pijn is iets van die verlede.
Jy is reg, Bernadette. Ponce del Forte. Jou pijn is oor, period.
Nee, maar gebruik definitief al lijn wat jy gesê het. Oor bloed. Jy moet nie, dit is baie oulik.
Oor bloed, ek het vandag thee by die konsistorie.
You guys are disturbed.
We are disgusting.
That's all I'm
That's
saying.
That's what Donald Trump says. Disgusting.
Ach, dat is een fetish van allemaal al bij.
I know, I'm fetish a bit, but I don't care. I eat like that. Also today we got a very interesting thing that happened. Why do I say that we hear now what we always saw?
Huh?
We hear now what we always just saw. There was a very interesting line for a movie that said, in space no one can
hear you scream.
And now we
can.
Why?
Technology allows us
what
to
happened
put speakers
yesterday?
In space. Well, I don't know.
They discovered
yo.
That they can hear
ripples
in space.
Yo.
For the first time. Gravitational ripples. So, apparently, Einstein was correct. I don't know what the fuck he said.
Prediction,
but you can now hear. They are now going to listen to, like, when a star explode, you can actually hear it.
Oh my fuck, that's amazing.
Ooh. You just don't see it anymore, you can hear it. And then of course
ek wonder of het so gaan.
Ek wonder hoe klink het.
Ja, dit moet amazing wees. But
how I understood it now is that Einstein said that take vat 'n tafeldoek, né? Dan sit jy nou 'n marble in dit, dan maak dit 'n duik.
Ja.
Dit is soos die universe. Hy is nie gelyk nie. So as daar 'n duik is, dan as jy nou 'n ander marbeltjie rondom 'n groter goon laat hardloop, dan gaan hy rondom daai goon gaan en dit is omdat daar duike in space is.
Ja.
Dis die ripples. Dis waarom daar gravitation is rondom die aarde met die maan because dis daai pocket in space and you can also hear those ripples now. And
this is radio ripple.
Dis radio ripple. Oh my god. So it's really fantastic. And why I'm bringing this up is because today in 1809 both Darwin and Lincoln was born in 1809 today. Both. And Darwin ended up going for, you know, where we come from. And Lincoln ended up freeing slaves, which is quite more basic.
Oh, Abraham.
Abraham Lincoln, darling.
But I guess now, where do we come from?
That's Darwin.
Yeah, but Darwin,
the
you said
evolutionary principle.
Oh, of course.
What's going from the apes? But where did the apes say you want to fucking sue iemand, yo?
Just give me some of that Ponce don't stuff, please. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I can make it come back home.
Ponce del Forte, for wanneer jy nie by is nie.
Hallo, ek is perde by.
Is jy by?
Nee, perde by.
Hierso is vir jou Ponce del Forte.
O God, ek is by.
Ponce del Forte, nie net vir verkramptes nie, maar ook die met krampe.
I love it.
And Alicia and Gavin is quiet.
Be preparing for our guests, they are here.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. That's what we're listening to. My personal favorite. Now that I found very funny because he says, walk like a man, like that. It's very funny, but I like it. I love it. I love falsetto. Here we are with Jamie and Tim from the show Bye Bye Baby. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
It's a great pleasure. And thank you for being here because I know tonight you've got to perform and you must rest your voices. So I really appreciate that you did the trouble to come in. And you're also here with your drummer. Not your drummer, but the drummer of the show.
That's correct. Yeah, it's Steve. Yeah.
Steve. Okay. Hello, Steve. We'll talk to you maybe later as well. Jamie, you play Frankie Valli.
I do indeed, yeah.
And if I listen to you, you sound very, very Australian. No, you're British, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. And I've read somewhere that you also write musicals.
I do, yes. I've written a few musicals in my time and... Yeah, and I like writing music. It's I find it quite calming and quite relaxing, and I'm just kind of fortunate that I've had the opportunity to kind of write songs for various shows as well.
So, do you foresee yourself going with this Bye Bye Baby show for a long time, or is this something you dedicate yourself to now, and then you're going to go back to writing stuff, or how does it work? Because this is quite a demanding show.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the writing I can do in and around it, I do that in my own time. I don't particularly set time aside to go and do the writing. I do it when I get the opportunity, and then it's kind of like a hobby, but I get the opportunity to, you know, do more with it. And but the singing, that's really where my passion is.
Well, if you write musicals, I'm going to ask you a very pretentious question.
Oh, absolutely.
Sondheim or Weber?
I don't get on with Sondheim, but I like the fact that his lyrics are fantastic and just exceptional.
Mm. Don't you like the music?
The more kind of popular ones of it, yeah.
Mm.
I was Sweeney Todd, actually, in a musical.
Oh, about fantastic.
Just over a year ago.
Well, that's quite difficult music.
It was a bit of a challenge, yeah. It really was. But it was great fun to do, and I got to be cut a lot of people's throats, so what's not
lekker,
to love?
Hey. I love that. Yeah, I love Sweeney Todd. No, I also like Andrew Lloyd Webber, and because usually people will go, no, Sondheim, if they are snooty. You know, Sondheim above Webber, but I love what he did. He's written fantastic stuff.
Oh, the early stuff of Andrew Lloyd Webber I really like. Yeah. Jesus Christ Superstar. It's
don't
just
swear
incredible.
On this radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is stunning. So even Joseph, it's juvenile, but I love Joseph. I know it backwards.
Do you know it forwards?
Ok, you sure for they know how they ask. That's backwards. No, it forwards as well. Now, I love it. I love Evita as well. Oh, God, no. But Sondheim I also like. So that was just a question because you write musicals. I thought I'll throw in a pretentious question. Next to you is Tim, who plays I got the first press release that I got to see he plays Danny DeVito. I thought, oh, fuck, that's interesting to have him sort of...
I mean, I'm not a tall man, but yeah. That wouldn't work.
I saw a little small penguin also being part of the story, but it's not. It's not Danny, it is?
It's definitely Tommy.
Tommy DeVito, yeah. And it's Tim Kay. Good afternoon, morning, afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And you play a very interesting character who... He doesn't get on. He's in jail a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. He had some naughty habits. What can I say? Which got him in trouble. He was a bit of a gambler.
Oh, is that what he was in debt?
A bit of tax evasion could have happened.
But there wasn't like a full on love between him and Frankie Valli. They sort of had a fight, or what?
Not so
friction.
Much. A bit of friction. Okay. A bit of band friction, you know. Yeah. There's always that. Do we have that?
A little bit,
a
yes.
A little bit. Occasionally.
Yeah. Only for character's sake.
What is nice about your show is that, of course, people have seen the Jersey Boys musical or the Clint Eastwood movie, which is more like the story. But you are doing like a live show of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons while educating us about the history, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to think of it more as a rock concert with a plot rather than being a, you know, a theatre show necessarily.
Yes. No, it's definitely a show.
Yeah.
But then it's nice that what you do is you edutain. You tell us about what happened and then you are that character as well. Like the guy who looks like Tintin. At the end.
Dan.
Yeah, he's in and out. He plays all the various people who was in the band, and then he goes out and he comes back again.
That's
yeah.
Three different people. We got triplets to do it.
that's what's yeah. happening there. Okay, because I thought so. The second one looked a little bit shorter. Okay. Well, my gripe, why did Tintin sing Grease and not you?
We shared out the songs. So
no, but Frankie Valli sang Grease. Not fucking Tintin.
It's a fair point. Actually,
we could always get Snowy to come and sing it with him.
No, I don't mind Tintin at all. His real name, of course, is Daniel. He's playing Nick Massey in the show. But I Frankie Valli Grease. I thought, you know, it's a picture of Frankie Valli. I mean, all of a sudden, it's Nick Massey singing it, man. I also didn't know that. I must say, you don't know everything in life, but I didn't know that Barry Manilow's song, Let's Hang On, Do What We Got, that song was actually their song.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, well, there's How's a lot that? Of songs that are by them, the Four Seasons, that were covered by other artists. And, you know, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, for example. I mean, most people remember that as being a Walker Brothers song. And actually, before I really got involved with this, I didn't realize it was Frankie Valli beforehand.
I didn't know either, but I know the song so well.
Mm, exactly.
Oh my God. What's this? Listen. Oh, that's the one. That's the Let's Hang On one, I think.
Yeah.
Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go, girl. We got a lot. Got a lot of love between us. Hang on, hang on.
Love it. Now, you brought a guitar with Tim.
Yep. Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
We're going to let it sit on the floor there and we're going to look at it.
No, man. It was such a nice thing to see that. Are you going to maybe sing something live as well?
Yeah, we'd love to sing for you.
Yeah, after singing every night, but I really appreciate it. No, thank you, thank you. Tim, I got very bad eyesight. I'm old. I'm getting deaf and blind. So when I looked at you, I was in row H. You looked like... Do you know that guy from The Office, B.J. Novak?
The
American Office. I don't watch.
Don't be snooty.
No. I'm not being snooty. I just don't watch it.
No. There's a young guy called B.J. Novak.
Right.
He plays in it. And it looks like he had a child with George Clooney. That's what you look like.
Well, even though I don't know one, I'm going to take it as a compliment. On
it
that
is
half.
A compliment. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
I said, B.J. Novak fucks Clooney child. and you
Brilliant.
Both have very strong voices. I played your song earlier. I made a mistake, Tim. I wanted to play I Milked the Cow and I Liked It, which is a parody song. And then I ended up playing My World.
Yeah.
Which was very great. I mean, we can play a bit
well,
of it again.
Well, thanks for playing that.
No, it's a pleasure. I see you've got... It's on iTunes, people. You can go. Tim K, and he's got an album. Two albums.
Two albums, yeah.
He's got two albums out there. Let's have a listen again to this one, which I thought was a girl that milked a cow, but it wasn't.
I'll show
you... Nice song, this.
What it takes to feed my mind while you go through reading all my signs. It was a lovely day when everything was
because my setup was bad. I said this is a funny song. I milked a cow, and then everyone was obviously waiting for the joke, and there wasn't one coming.
Life's little dreams you pushed aside. Can we take two until we see those eyes we love to hide? A night alone in bed with someone else's head.
So you're planning more solo records, Tim?
Yeah, planning more. I'm midway through album 3 at the moment.
Okay, good.
Sort of got stuck in its tracks by, breeding, really. We've got two little girls at home now.
Oh.
And, you know, and obviously very busy with this.
I'm
as
sure
well,
they look like BJ Novak and George Clooney.
That's exactly what they do, yeah. When you said it, I suddenly had an image of them.
Tim, what kind of accent is that?
Which, mine?
Yeah.
It's pretty neutral, I think.
No, it sounds like regional.
Do you think?
But I don't know Britain.
It's home counties, darling. I mean, it's just, you know, it's central southern England.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Give me a name.
It used to be...
Like...
Where?
Essex or what?
Oh, well, Berkshire.
My dogs come from Berkshire, but I don't know Berkshire. Where's Berkshire?
Berkshire, it's at the end of the Thames, so it's about 50 miles west of London.
Okay, it's nice. It's not a bad accent. I like it. But it's different than yours, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm from the other side of London originally. I'm from Essex.
But you sound neutral.
Yeah.
We can put you on TV.
I know. My
you see,
parents,
you can't put him on TV.
My parents kicked that Essex accent out of me when I was a child.
So you are Essex?
Oh, I am.
Ah, okay. No, you've got a nice, like, for EastEnders, a character or something.
For EastEnders?
I'm totally. I don't know what I'm saying.
The thing is, until I was 14, I had a broad Mancunian accent. I mean, I was a proper northerner, like, but... Then I went down to a different school and had it bullied out of me, so suddenly ended up being more regional, you know.
Is Northerner like the Beatles?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, they were Liverpool, but yeah, it's up that neck of the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, we also have lots of accents here, but once you're inside a country, you only understand it. I, as an outsider, I know Britain, but I don't know exactly where the hell this comes from or that comes from.
Right.
But it's part of life, I suppose, when you... grow up in a country, everyone's got their own evolution of accent.
Yeah.
Something. Ah, and your range, Jamie, is phenomenal because you don't only go falsetto, you also go, how can I put it, real voice high. Eh?
Yeah, a belt. Yeah, belting voice as
belt.
Well. Yeah,
you belt. Ah, oh, it's beautiful. That
oh,
one,
that's
the one
you,
song.
No,
don't be. It's fantastic. With that one song, with you sort of. I can't remember it now.
It won early on.
It's in the first year, and you go, wow!
My Mother's Eyes. Is it?
Maybe. Let me just see here. My Eyes, My Mother's Eyes. Jesus,
it's early on in the first time. My Mother's Eyes.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, it was more like Big Stay. My Eyes Adored You. Did you end that with a big thing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think it's. Yeah, My Mother's Eyes, I know I ended that with a big...
Yeah, that was very... I remember at the beginning there was one...
The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine is massive at the end. It could be that.
But, Tim, you also have a wonderful voice. Did the real guy also have solos like this?
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
Not so much, not that we know of. I mean, we, you know, when we got together as a group, we wanted to split the songs out. So we're not necessarily being true to who took the lead in them.
Yeah.
As you know with Greece.
As I my gripe with Greece. But no, the rest I thought was fantastic. The fact that you divided it up a bit, it's very, very nice. I liked it. And then this one is a hit. Do you end the...
Is it the start of the second set?
Yes. Very nice. Let me bring in Gavin. Hi, Gavin.
How nice of you.
Gavin also saw the show with me that night. Because I'm presenting, I can speak to the guests first.
It's fair enough.
Now he can say his stuff. What did you think about the show?
I'm just
thank you, Gavin. And now...
You see what we have to go through. We can't do the Casper show like being serious. This is what we have to go through. I hope you guys feel sorry for me. The show was absolutely, absolutely amazing. And I think that song brought so much memories for me as a child. That song, yeah. It is. And your range, like he said earlier on, I was just... But I'm sitting here, I'm just mesmerized by your accents. I love it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like the real thing. They're real. They're from Britain.
Exactly.
So we are real people. Yes.
Yeah. I felt the rush like the rolling ball of thunder, spinning my head around and taking my body
under. The thing about the show is, of course, they had a style, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and so you don't fluctuate much from that style. So do you find that boring later or not as artists, because it's that one style? What do you call their style?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, it's
not rock,
not really, no, but
it's doo-wop. What is it?
Well, it started as doo-wop, but it evolved, because I mean, you know, we're spanning nearly sort of three decades of music.
Yeah.
They really moved with the times.
And they're being disco as well.
You know, when you suddenly hit Greece, it's like, you know, it's a million miles away from Sherry. So in a way, it does develop a bit.
But what was fantastic and is fantastic and very nostalgic is the movements you do, like, you know, it's like one of the very first boy bands ever, the Four Seasons, because you know, you do moves together with the music, and that is very nice. But, I mean, they had, like, the number ones were all in the same genre, let me put it that way, which is not a problem. I just think if people do not like the Four Seasons or don't really know them, then they must just maybe listen to it, because it's very much the same style.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's in the songs, like we said before, you know, I think there's a lot of people that won't realize how many songs they already know. And again, you know, a lot of the songs are being covered. I mean, Beggin' was released about 5-6 years ago by another band called Madcom, I think. Okay. And actually, a lot of people might, you know, remember the version of Beggin' that's been recently sort of released, as opposed to the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons version.
You hear it a lot from the, you know, just coming back from the front rows of the audience, you know, you'll go into a number and they're like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. You know, it's quite often.
Yeah, the Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, of course, beautiful. Mm. Everyone's singing along. Do, 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 do.
That was U2 singing then in the front row. We know that. Good.
Yeah, U2, Bono and his drummer. Oh, it's so fucking funny.
What do you guys think of the South African audiences?
They're wonderful.
Be honest.
They were nice, absolutely. They've been so supportive.
So supportive, so welcoming. And it's really unusual that you start the song and you start singing and people are applauding before we've even had a chance for them to hear us, which is a bit presumptive. But, you know, but no, it's lovely.
But you deal with the legend of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons
I have seen in the audience, I've seen, because we, like you said, we sat in the right out, we've seen so many dance moves, like this one lady in front was just like dancing with her shoulders all the time, until her husband next to her hit her like this, and then she sat still.
Enjoyment? A lot of people were doing this. That's nice. Listen, is this the one you're talking about? Madcon.
Yep.
Okay, I know what you're saying. And I was not trying. I wasn't trying to play it down. I was just trying to say that it was a big, big style at that stage when they came out with Sherry. It was a new sound, and then obviously you carry on with that sound for a while, like the Jacksons did with ABC and whatever. But it is highly enjoyable. It's fantastic. You have a fantastic voice. And how long before do you have to warm that up? Because, you know, anyone can go one night, but then the next night, you know, to carry. I mean, how do you try? Do you keep training?
Oh, yeah. No, I have to be very careful with it. There's no doubt about that. And I generally, I'm always thinking quite a bit ahead, really, you know, that I make sure that I try and get as much rest as possible. Yes. And then just warm it up gently during the day, in the same way that if you were doing any sport or if you were looking to run a marathon, you would look to kind of, you know, you'd gear yourself up for it in what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, and then, you know, try to make sure that I eat that a few hours before.
That is the discipline of doing shows like this, where you have to be the best you can every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you eat?
I try to not eat stuff that's too salty. Bacon is an absolute killer, which is a shame.
Really?
Because
for
love
a voice?
Bacon. For me, actually. I mean, generally. But
is it for heartburn or what?
No, it just seems to kill my throat. So I don't know what it does to me as well. You know, other salty foods, not so much, but bacon is a real killer. But no, just lots and lots of water, and just maybe, you know, a bit of pasta.
I just wanted to say pasta.
It's energy. You know, keeping the energy up and making sure that I don't eat stuff or drink stuff that's going to, you know, sit on my throat too much and clog it up almost, I suppose.
And BJ, you?
Nice.
Plenty of beer helps you, doesn't
plenty
it?
I like to keep it well lubricated. I don't know. I've never focused too much on that side of it. I'll obviously warm it up before we go on.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, well, you're still young, you see. You're lucky, you bastard. But it'll,
so
it'll
much
get
younger
you
than you, hey.
But listen, can't we do a bit of a guitar, man?
Of course we can, yes. We'd love to.
What will you do?
We'll do a little snippet, a little acoustic version of The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore.
That'll be great. Thank you. Yay!
Yay!
The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. Okay, let's just give the history here. It was a hit for someone else.
It was originally written and sung by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yes.
But it was released, never made it as a single. But a year later, the Walker Brothers released it in the UK, got to number one with it, and pretty much most people will remember it as being a Walker Brothers song, although it was written for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons Festival by Bob Gaudio.
So here we go.
That's the coat you wear, a deep shade of blue. It's always there. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The moon ain't gonna rise in the skies. The tears are always clouding your eyes when you're without love. Lonely without you, baby. Girl, I need you. I can't go on.
The sun ain't gonna shine anymore.
Sun ain't gonna shine anymore.
Moon ain't gonna rise in the
moon
sky.
Ain't gonna rise in the sky.
Tears are always clouds in your
eyes. Tears are always clouds in your
eyes.
When you're without love, when you're without love.
Yay!
Thank you.
Great. And thank you for singing it now, because you got to save your voice. I'm so aware of that. Because I'm not a singer. No, I'm sympathetic to you. Now, you've got your drummer here. I want you to bring him in and interview him for us.
Steve, come in and come
Steve,
and say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I remember seeing you as well behind the drums.
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, lekker.
Yeah.
Do you know what lekker means?
No.
It means, what's lekker?
It means
really nice.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Thanks.
Won't you interview him for us? Welcome to the Casper Radio Show, where Jamie and Tim will interview our drummer from Bye Bye Baby.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much for being here on Cliff Central on Casper's show.
Thanks, man.
So, how do you deal with four singers like us that obviously get under your skin every day?
Drink.
Any particular tipple of choice?
Tipple.
Beer, mostly.
Mostly beer.
That's,
yeah,
that's why
we have noticed this, haven't we, Ted?
Just a bit of a belly. Just yeah. A small.
That's like a drumming engine room, is what it is.
Yeah, it could be called that, yeah.
Yeah. Reverberation.
I call it relaxed muscle.
Fair. Your happy keg.
Party 7. Yeah.
Great stuff. And what is your favourite song of the show to play?
Yes.
I really like My Eyes Adored You to play.
Why?
Because there's no drumming in it.
Yeah. No, I'm a sucker for a ballad. You can't beat a ballad.
Oh, you're quite soppy, aren't you?
Yeah, right? A little bit. And December 63, I like opening the show, four bars of drums at the beginning, get a nice whoop from the crowd. That's happy days. Happy days.
Yeah. Happy days.
Good. I'm glad you picked one of my songs. I'd have been quite jealous otherwise.
Yeah, well.
There we go.
Yeah. No worries.
Do you guys know a group called Blues Traveller?
No.
Oh, no. Shame. Shame on you.
Oh, sorry.
Stuff boobies from J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Okay, so Stuff Booby is our golden oldies. We go back to things that were hits years ago, sometimes obscure like this one today. And we want to thank Sandwich Baron for bringing it
to
us.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So there's this band called Blues Traveller. They are fantastic, but very niche. American. I only got to know them through the real world. They were in one of those. Remember Big Brother, they had this Real World on MTV where they followed people. And one of the seasons they had the Blues Traveller, and there's a guy called John Popper. He's fat, he sings like a dream, and he plays harmonica very well. And one of their mini hits for the more commercial market was Canadian Rose. Now listen to this and think if it's... I think you're going to like it. They are musicians, you know?
Like
so that's our Stuff Poopy. Our golden oldie, here it is, Blues Traveller, Canadian Rose. That's him playing.
Spot on a
You can look up on the internet Blues Traveler or John Popper. He's got some single CDs out as well. This is from 1995. What's your verdict?
I think they sound like a sophisticated Tenacious D.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah. Very good.
Sounds a bit like Jack Black.
Jack Black.
And the era's right. It's reminding me a little Delamitri. That sort of very radio friendly.
But they are actually not that radio friendly. Well, this is a radio friendly track.
Yes.
The rest are very. It's long. It's like 7 seconds. Oh, 7 seconds. Yeah. Fucking long. 7 minute songs, you know. Yeah. So it goes on a bit. But.
In a prog rock type way or not? Just long songs or.
No, in a progressive rock way. Yeah. I like them. I think they're good musicians.
Yeah, I like
them.
It's good.
Yeah. There's some pushes on the beat. Yeah, I can see you obviously loving that.
All over that.
Loving their chops.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Such a beautiful while that still makes me smile. And she called me an ugly American, and I would call her my Canadian crown. And I don't think that will ever be there again. We had such power. And she would call me an ugly American, and I remember my Canadian rose.
So thank you to Sandwich Baron for that moment in history, a very obscure one today. Blues Traveler, John Popper, and My Canadian Rose. Now I want Alicia, our wonderful Alicia, who's been sitting there, dry mouth in the corner. Don't you want to ask them for comps or something?
No.
Oh.
No.
You can use it now.
No.
Do you want to ask them a question, Alicia? Honest, do you wanna? But you must come to the mic because.
I don't know if you've been asked this sufficiently, but are you enjoying your stay in South Africa and Gauteng? Yeah. And
we really are. We're looking forward to actually seeing it. You know, it's been a little bit sort of hotel and theatre.
Where else will you be traveling in the course of your time? Yeah,
wherever we're told we should see. Really,
where are you going to do the show though?
But we're staying at the Joburg Theatre.
We're at the Joburg Theatre for the run.
Yep, that's it.
That's it, not Cape Town.
No.
Have you been to Cape Town?
No.
I have.
It's beautiful.
But if you've got any contacts down there that would want us to go and play down there, then, you know, by all means, pass them across.
We will go anywhere.
Yeah. Cape Town is...
Yeah, Cape Town sounds good.
Johannesburg is nice. I mean, you can go to the Apartheid Museum. You can go to Cradle Humankind of Skulls, where we started as human beings, and stuff like that. Very interesting. Where else?
You can go to Pretoria. That's 20 years in the past.
Yeah. That'll be
interesting. A bit of a travel.
And what's that place? Randridge City. What? Goldridge City.
Goldridge City, yeah.
Oh, they can go to that. So, till when are you performing Bye-Bye Baby?
I think our last night is the 28th of February.
Yeah.
And then we say bye-bye to South Africa on the 29th.
But you must come again.
I'd love to.
But the five seasons then, or something.
Well, you have the four seasons and a drummer, is that?
Yeah. Listen, you give drum lessons.
I can, yeah.
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 What is the basic thing of drumming? Because I like it, but I can't keep up with the feet.
Yes, coordination's pretty much.
Coordination.
There goes that lesson.
We are a nice nation, but we're not a coordination. You know. No. I saw somewhere. I read that you give drum classes.
Yeah.
Well, how old are you then?
30.
Oh, okay, you don't look it.
Thanks.
21, 22.
I'll take that.
Ooh, that's pushing it.
If I got rid of the beard, it would probably be...
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Shave off a few years, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you all the best, and you're wonderful people. Thank you for coming here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting us.
Tim, I'm going to scour. What do you call it when you search?
Scour.
What do you call it when you're a pain and people phone the police? Then you're a...
Nuisance.
Stalker. I'm going to stalk iTunes for your next CD.
Fantastic.
I'll play it.
I'll see you in cyberspace.
really, really congratulations, Jamie, on your wonderful voice and your wonderful performance. It's really worth a trip to just listen to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And then you've got all these wonderful talent with you.
Mm. I just want to ask you one little question before we go. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture in the program of two people playing a trumpet. Where the fuck were the trumpets?
They're on the tracks that go with us. I know.
Where was this taken?
We have got a really good reason for that because the lady that's on the trumpet in the middle, she is expecting a baby.
Is that Tim's wife?
She couldn't travel. No, she is actually.
Please tell me she's not expecting again.
Is it your wife?
Yeah, the drummers get a bit of that. You know, it's fairly normal for the drummers to get a bit of. Action.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's why she's at home now looking after the babe.
Yeah, and the baby's getting in the way of the breath for the trumpet. So
I can imagine.
Do?
Yeah, and we don't want a birth on stage. You know, can't take my afterbirth off of you.
Mm.
Oh. I'm really sorry. Thank you, people. Thank you for being sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for being here and enjoy your run, people. Go to the Johannesburg Theatre for Bye Bye Baby. It is there until
28.
I just gotta tell you. Anyway.
This is CliffCentral.com.